You're listening to Characters Here Podcast. I'm your host, author and artist, Sharday. On this podcast, we'll discuss life experiences and share stories to inspire you for the better. The main focus is faith. So join the Characters Here family at charactershere.com. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody. This is Sharday, your host of Characters Here Podcast. I'm so glad to be back, y'all. I went on a long hiatus because your girl was just focused on other things. Now, I have been wanting to bring back this podcast for months now. It's been months. I just pretty much stopped in the middle of the season and didn't come back like I was supposed to. But I did have to work on other things in my life just to make sure I had things in place. At this point in my life, then I got certain things together. I'm working on other things that I want to do. And I'm going to be honest with y'all, it ain't nothing big. It's just that I create. I just like to create stuff, y'all. And over time, stuff just piles up and it just goes up. I don't know. Okay, we're just going to have a little conversation real quick. I am a creative person. You probably know if you've been on the website. I like to paint. I like to draw. I like to write. I like to just do DIY projects in general. I love it all. Just like doing stuff with my hands. And then recently, I done picked crocheting. I done been to so many different art stores up here buying yarn and just having fun with it, okay? So really, that's all it is. It's just me always learning something new and just making stuff happen. So yeah, it's not the major. It's just that's what I do. That's what I love about life. Anyway, let's get into this episode. You've seen the title. It's called Do Not Fear. Now, in today's episode, I just wanted to share the importance of being fearless when you have faith in God. And I also want to just make sure you know that, yes, this podcast started off as me interviewing people who are other people who have had small businesses or success in the things that they've done, going after the careers and the jobs, or, you know, the things that were important to them. We don't do that anymore, but I still have those up. If you are interested, you can listen to those previous episodes. But I got to a point in my life where life wasn't lifing for me. Okay. I was doing everything the way people were telling me, hey girl, you do X, Y, Z, life gonna be great. Hell, it's not great. What's going on? That's what stopped it for me. So I no longer interview people on the podcast. If anything, I might have other believers to come on the podcast and we just have a discussion like that. That's something that I am interested in doing. So look forward to that. But there will be no more interviews, just interviewing people on how they got to their successful positions or jobs in their lives. So Characters Here is still Characters Here. I'm still a character. I'm still a character, y'all, but I'm a saved character. So let's just get into what I'm going to talk about today. Again, I wanted to talk about the importance of being fearless when you have faith in God. So I'll start with this Bible verse. This is 2 Timothy in chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." When I first read this Bible verse, it just stuck out to me. And it just became a part of something that I just always go back to in my head. It's like fear. Fear, what is that? Fear is like these emotions that we have, they all are spirits. Like they come from deeply rooted things. And fear, if you have read the Bible, or if you know what belief in God is, you would know that fear of man is not something that comes from God. That is something that pushes us to sin, to do things that we would not do especially when we know better. We would not do those things if we know better, especially when you believe in God. But it says you won't have that fear when it comes to God. You're going to have power. You're going to have love, and you're going to have a sound mind. Now, don't be up here thinking you're going to be a Power Ranger. I'm not talking about that type of power. You're going to have love. And it's not the love that the world tells you what love is. That is not love. There's actually a verse that tells you what love is. Love is patient. It is kind. Look that up and you will find it. And then also sound mind. Oftentimes, I'm reading the New King James Version. Oftentimes, when reading the Bible, there will be just certain words, or what is it called? It's kind of like sayings, or I'm trying phrases. That's what it is. It's certain phrases that are often used and put together, and you're like, "What that mean? What's that about?" And that's what I was curious about with sound mind. Like, I know what it is, but I'm like, "Sound mind? What is that?" When I started doing the research, I came to find that sound mind is self-control. Makes sense now. So God doesn't give you a spirit of fear, because fear is going to cause you to sin. That is not of God. Remember that. God is of righteousness, and sin is not of him. So he's not going to give you fear. What he's going to give you is power. Okay? So that means you're going to be able to make choices and decisions. Okay? He's going to give you love. You're going to be able to look at the situation. You're going to be able to have a heart of kindness. You're going to be able to try to understand people's point of views and perspectives, and love them through whatever the situation is. And you're going to have a sound mind. You're going to have self-control. You're not going to allow fear or anger or anything that could cause you to get out of character to cause you to get out of character. So that was, did I say the right verse? 2 Timothy 1:7. I use this Bible verse at the start of my videos on my YouTube channel, which is another place that I need to go and update. Don't come for me, because it explains perfectly what following Yah means to me and what it should mean for anyone who chooses to follow him. So, like, every now and again, I have a conversation sometimes at random about what I believe. And a warning right here, my beliefs won't make sense to the average person, whether they are a believer or not. I've learned that this journey of being a follower of Yahusha, does not look the same for all believers, just as it was not the same for all believers in the Bible. Some died young, some lived long lives, some were rich, some were poor, some were educated, and some were not, so on and so on. When it comes to being a believer, there are some things that we will or won't agree on. But what we should agree on is there is only one God, Yahweh, who sent us his only begotten son, Yahushua HaMashiach, who died on the cross and rose on the third day. He died for our sins so that we could be saved and given the gift of eternal life. There is only one way to God, and that is through Yahusha. This faith is not about religion. It's about having a genuine relationship, and only God knows who is genuine. He judges the heart of all people. In my conversations, I will say things that believers and non-believers won't agree with, because I understand their point of view. Y'all know the saying, or again, y'all know the phrase, read the room. I don't know how many times I've been around people, and just some people just don't know how to read the room. But I get, and this is not me saying that you have to be walking on eggshells. It's more so just saying, just be mindful of other people, be considerate of other people. Not everyone believes the way you believe, thinks the way you think. We are all human beings with different lives and experiences. And also to say that, be respectful. Be respectful of other people. You may not believe in God, but don't come for my God. You know what I'm saying? Don't come for me saying, I'm X, Y, and Z because I believe in God and you don't. Because I'm not going to do that to you, because God has taught me to love people. I don't know what you're learning over there or what you know over there. And that goes even for believers too, because trust, there are a lot of believers who do not practice love in others. There are a lot of believers who they have a lot to work through, and I'm not saying I have it all figured out. I do not. Okay. But I just want to make sure that I am living my life according to the way that God has mapped it out in the Bible. And he has blessed us with the beautiful Holy Spirit, the teacher, to teach us how to live this life. Now, let me get back to this, because I had wrote it out for a reason now, so I wouldn't get off topic, but I'm getting off topic. So I also wanted to add here that in my conversations,
I would say things again that believers and non-believers won't agree with, but I understand their point of views. And why? Because I too was once where they are. When I compare myself today in 2024 to who I was before I knew about God 5 years ago, I was very closed-minded. I was judgmental, easily persuaded, a people pleaser, a true perfectionist, okay? When I tell you I was a true perfectionist, y'all, I was a perfectionist, and it made me so sensitive. I will never forget just how I was as a kid when I didn't get the grade that I wanted, or when I was, you know, yelled at the wrong way. If it was something about the octave, you talk to me in a certain octave, tears, just straight tears. And I only cared for myself and those that I loved. I was not thinking about strangers or people that I didn't know. It was very like, this is my circle and I'm staying in it. And that's also how my thoughts were. Very, again, I didn't think outside the box. It was just pretty much, it's within this. I also was quick to put myself in situations when I was afraid and saw no other way out. I had a lot of uncertainty about myself and life in general, and I was just going along to get along. There's only one thing that is still the same about me, and it's that I'm a human. Okay, I didn't turn into a frog. I didn't turn into, you know, an octopus. I don't know why I'm thinking of these random animals, but I'm still a human, okay? That's the only thing that is the same. The great thing about life is that people do not have to stay where they are. You do not have to stay where you are. The reason why I sought after God was because I did not like where I was in my life 5 years ago. I had accumulated so many questions over time, but I mostly kept them to myself in fear of what people might say or think about me for asking stupid questions or not being smart enough to know the answer. You know, I got tired of hearing, that's just the way it is. Or that's the answer because it was proven that XYZ, you know, when it still didn't make sense to me. This is a very good example. I was just telling one of my friends how all through school, like math was just, it was hard. Math wasn't math for me. It was hard for me to grasp math. Hold on 1 second. It's going to be a long one. I'm back. Okay. I'm trying to remember what I said. Where did I stop at? Okay. So, do you know what people do when things don't make sense to them? I'll tell you what I did. I gave up and forgot about it, or I just went with the popular answer just so I wouldn't be the outcast. Here's another Bible verse. It is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. It says, test all things, hold fast what is good. Test all things, hold fast what is good. For me, those two parts, very short sentence, those two parts go hand in hand. The reason why you want to test all things, because you do want to know what's good for you and what's not. You want to know the difference. And I'm going to talk about this a little later as well. But after I became a believer and was reading the Bible for the first time in its entirety, yes, I've read certain pages, you know, in the Bible before I became saved. Like I was doing that, but it wasn't consistent. Again, I was the type to say I'm a Christian and go to church every now and again, you know, pop up, hey, leave by and go back to life. You know, that was who I was. Okay. I remember telling someone that it's important to test all things, right? They were a believer too, but their response to me was something like, you can't do that because some people are still growing and trying to figure life out. And I realized there was a misunderstanding in me saying, you know, test all things. There is nothing wrong with making sure the people you are around or are the people you need to align yourself with. Like at one point, I would say I make friends with anybody because, you know, I was a friendly person. Half the time, I'd be going places I should not have gone and doing things that were not fit for me. Not all of it was like bad things because it could be something as simple as going to an amusement park. But because I went along because I didn't want to say no. I didn't want to disappoint them. I didn't want to be the bad friend. You know, I went along to get along. What I've learned as a believer is that not everyone is your friend, and you don't have to engage with everyone. Most importantly, you should test all things, situations, and people so that your life doesn't get overrun by influencers. And that's just influencers in general, not in the influencer term as social media, that too. But you know, life and things can influence you to, you know, make certain decisions. And you know, a lot of times we think that we're in control. Like we think, hey, I'm the one who making this decision, when really, because you ask for advice from one person, you're actually doing what they're telling you to do. Or not even that, it's probably you were just looking it up online. I'm a Googler because I'm guilty. You were looking up stuff online, and so you're like, okay, that gotta be it. That must be what it is. I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna go with that. In this Bible verse, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it reads, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This is my first favorite Bible verse. I want to say this was the first Bible verse that I actually remembered because it just stuck out to me, like the renewing of your mind. What's this? Let me say it again. "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." That sound like I need to be changed, don't it? That sound like to me. It teaches me the importance of separation, being different, and most importantly, a follower of Yah. It makes no sense to say you're saved and not be changed. If the world can't see a difference between a saved person and an unsaved person, there's a problem. Change is beautiful because it produces growth, especially in the faith. The conversations that I have with people become so much more meaningful the more mature I get as a believer in Yah. For instance, like sometimes I'll just be praying, you know, for me to grow in my faith, you know, for me to be able to speak and, you know, help others when things are needed or requested of me, you know, stuff like that. And then at random, it seems that like I would be having a conversation with somebody and we would get on a topic that would lead to, you know, me sharing my testimony and talking about God and my perspective and my beliefs on things. But I always say, this is just me, and I could be lying to you. So please go look this up yourself, read the Bible yourself. So maybe somewhere along the lines in the future, you'll go back to the conversation we had and be like, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm gonna go and look up what Sade was talking about that one time and see what's going on. What's so great about this? Even when you are saved, you are not supposed to stay at level one. Okay, we gotta be moving. We gotta grow. We gotta mature. It's just like being born. You ain't gonna stay a baby your whole however many years you live. You gotta grow. You gotta advance. So you have to grow in the faith because there are people out there who are looking at you, watching you, and listening to you, whether that's to criticize you or to ask, why do you believe in God? I welcome the change because it allows me to see the progress I've made and how I can help others by sharing what I've gone through to get here. Again, no two people are alike. And just because some people share the same beliefs does not mean they share similarities in everything else. The reason why I may be the odd one out is because I decided to accept that. I'm very stern and like, okay, we're not going to be disrespectful and we're not going to talk to people in certain ways. And you know, that's just how I see things. I feel the need to speak up now and not feel like I'm hurting someone or that people are not going to be my friend because I spoke up, you know, things like that. People speak up all the time in wrong ways, and they ain't thinking two ways about anything. They just only think about themselves. When I speak up, I want to speak up for those who are present, for those who may not feel like they can't. But you got to test all things. I don't speak up in all situations because some stuff just ain't worth it. You got to know. You got to know when to speak and when not to. Even in those things, you still want to pray about that because, again, not every situation is worth your time. Okay, now getting back to what I was saying. At one point, the world forced me inside of a shell where I was afraid to say what I believe, even if it made absolutely no sense, y'all. No sense. Today, I do not fear what people say about me for what I believe because people still think it's crazy that people believe in God. That's their opinion, though. I say all that to say, do not be afraid to live, to ask questions. There's no dumb question, in my opinion. And I know some will disagree with that. I do know that whether they are believers or not, not everybody's going to agree with every single thing that I say, and I'm not going to agree with every single thing that they say. What you value is not the same for everyone. Personally, I don't want to be the smartest person in the room, and I don't seek attention or validation from people who are just like me, humans. This is why I do not fear people. The most people can do to me is kill me, but they have no power over my soul. It's the same for everybody. This is what gives me confidence today. God answered my questions that was outside of what people can do. God gives me tools that help me to navigate in this world. God told me that all will perish, so I don't get all bent out of shape when things don't go the way I would like them to, or when another human makes a mistake. Life is too short for all that, okay? So yes, I question everything. Life can be hard. I have no problem admitting that I need help. I need rescuing. I needed rescuing. And I needed a savior. Yahushua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, has fulfilled me in ways that nothing else has ever done. Yes, I tried things and even worked on myself, but the end results were temporary and I was back to where I started or even worse. As long as I hold on to my faith, God will never leave nor forsake me. We're going to go to one more Bible verse. This is chapter 118, verses 5 through 9. It reads, this is the New King James Version. It uses Lord, but I'm going to say Adon or Elohim for God. I called on Elohim in distress. The Adon answered me and set me in a broad place. The Adon is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Adon is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Elohim than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Elohim than to put confidence in princes. In conclusion, do not fear other people. I don't care what authority or power these people think they have. They may be a president. They may be your boss at work. They may be your parents. Respect them all, okay? But do not have fear of them. Again, the most they can do is kill you. And that's the thing, too. I think people have a fear of death as well. But when God tells you how the story ends, you don't even fear death, okay? Because you know there is more to it than that. And it just makes sense. There is more to this. We are not living just to be living. Like, there is more to this. Death is not the end, okay? So do your best to live good in this life. And to be honest with you, that way is God's way. If he's the creator, his way is the way that it works. But in conclusion, do not fear other people. Life is beautiful, and understand that you do have a choice. You can choose to believe whatever you want and ask any questions that you have. For my testimony, I'm telling you that the world doesn't like you to question things or believe certain things. So do it at your own risk. I go to God for all my questions, and some things are simply just not for me or people to know. And that's okay. You don't have to know everything. And why would you want to know everything? That's too much. God is God for a reason. He's the creator. We as humans can't even imagine half of him because he's so powerful and great. I believe what I believe because I do not fear people. And that's another thing too. Just because someone is a believer, no matter how many years, we still mess up too, okay? We still mess up. That's a part of it. But the thing is, because we believe in God, God covers us. So if you think or if you know you need help and you need a savior and you need covering, God is the answer. Go to him and he will be there for you. But you have to understand, this is not for the faint of heart. This is not a game. This is not for someone who just wants a little bit. No, because you won't last. God tells us if you decide to choose him and to believe in him, you are going to go through it, okay? You're going to be persecuted. You might even die, okay? And people that you once knew and loved might come to hate you. That's just what it is. And if you are okay with that, then congratulations, because I'm telling you, it's so much better on this side of life than the other, okay? I've been to the other side. I don't want to go back. Y'all, I hope y'all have a good day. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Characters Here Podcast. If you made it to the end of this episode, please leave a review and share Characters Here Podcast with everyone you know. And remember, don't be a stranger. Be a character.
Be a character.
Be a character.